It's press release time, and you may well have heard some of this advice before, but here it is again just as a reminder, and there may be a few new tips for you as well. Fringe Review are receiving press releases right now for Brighton Fringe, which is happening in May, and this is just the end of February. And so we're talking about February, March, April, May, 3 to 4 months in advance, people are already letting us know about their shows. Those first press releases are giving us news. They're news that the show is coming to Brighton Fringe with plenty of notice to get it on our radar. And it's also news of where these shows have come from. Is the news story that this is a new piece? Is this a brand new piece from a first-time company, an exciting company, in which case what exciting means is that some of the people involved in it have come from other companies, are just starting out, but maybe have already won an exciting award from somewhere. There's a reason for this particular show. It could be related to a contemporary issue, the revival of something that hasn't happened before. But there's a very clear reason, an authentic reason for this piece to be coming to our attention. We're not getting the words amazing from good press releases. We're not getting all the superlatives that we just don't believe anymore. We're getting authentic, clear writing. We're getting some very, very well put together images that are, again, not there for hype. They're not there to show off. They're actually there to help describe and show this work. And that could be, you know, a well-designed image that captures the essence of this piece. It might be some shots of that show on stage elsewhere. It could be some rehearsal shots too. The files that are being attached are better embedded within the email. If there is an attached press release, it's not 50 gigabytes, or more realistic, it's not even 100 megabytes. It's something smaller. It's not going to take us ages to download. It's better when it's about a page and it's within an email. It's embedded in. It's consistently written. It's easy to read. And as I say, there's an image in there. But if we want more images, there's very, very clear direction where to find those, where to download them from, or who to ask. The storyline is authentic. The story is real. It doesn't feel fake. It feels that no words have been wasted in that press release. It's an invitation to come along to review that show, to cover that show as well in terms of some good pull quotes, quotes from the press release that we might be able to use in some of our previews as well. So let's just look at that again. The press release is probably shorter than you think. It doesn't contain hype. It feels truthful. At the heart of it is a reason why this particular show needs to come to our attention to either preview it, cover it, or review it. The email or the press release has also got very, very clear signposting to who we might want to follow up with. And there are different things here. One is to get more images to arrange an interview, and the second one is to arrange review tickets as well. Finally, the main thing about this is that this press release captures your passion, your enthusiasm, your drive to bring this particular show to our attention and to the particular Fringe Festival or a theatre that you're presenting this work at. It should be fun to write a press release. Don't feel that you're trying to manipulate people into a particular direction of response. Once again, as I say, plain speaking, be truthful. And perhaps also finally do your research into who you're writing to. These press releases are better when they are targeted well, when you name the person that you're writing to, and when the press release is also signed by a real person. Press releases can, of course, be written by PR people, and some of the best people do all of these things. But others, it feels a little bit vanilla. It feels a little bit standard, a bit McDonaldized. And then we don't feel like we're being addressed as individuals. If you're not using PR and it's you, again, don't fall into the trap of trying to sound like PR. Just use your authentic voice. Press releases can be informative, they can be inspiring, and they can just make the difference between whether people come to review your show or cover it in some way. So enjoy writing it and do it well.